Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, this is Jesus speaking. He said, but seek ye first. In Luke chapter 14, the Bible talked about between verse 28 and 32. He said, who among you wants to build a tower, but will not sit down first? When people want to like get married or do anything, I said, sit down first. Think. Praise the Lord. So before you do anything, you do the first thing. Have you heard about first thing first? Now, he said here, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. There is an accompanying process or procedure. It's not just, I'm a Christian. There are things that make you being a Christian meaningful. There is a process, there is a protocol that surrounds it. All right. Now, he said, when you get that right, hallelujah, all these things shall be. Now, what happened is that people feel seeking the kingdom first and its righteousness, we delay things. You know how we buy a new device, reading the manual, you think we don't make you like start using it until it broke and you can't do it again. Then you go, what you should do first, you go and do it. Or you wasted time, right? He said, all these things shall be added unto you. I want us to talk God. God, I want to get it right. Say, Lord, I want to, including everything, right? Everything. I want to get it right. Before our daughter got married, she came to me and she said, Daddy, I want to get it right. I thank God for her life. You know, so she transferred the burden to us, or to me more particularly. Said, Daddy, I want to get it right. Lighthouse is good to get it right. Everything. You know why? If you don't get it right, you repeat it, you will delay. You will, you know, because you are not getting it right, you will defy the benefit. Now, we want to get it right in 2024. Everything. So that there will be recovery. Say, Lord, please, I want to get it right. Help me. Just talk to God like that. Say, God, please help me. Help me. Things look confusing, frustrating, challenging. Hallelujah. Life is not designed for us like that. God wants us to have a good and healthy life. I say, Lord, I want to get it right. Help me. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat in His presence and welcome to God's house. Sharon saying, nothing delights me more than our followership of God. And it makes me feel safe, you know, like, you know, there will be no casualty. There's nothing, nothing will follow us. That's the best thing you can do to help, to, you know, to make me happy. I feel there's a sense of safety I have when I see us walking with the Lord. You know, you all know my brother, right? He came here some time ago. God helped him. My brother called me. He said he had houses. He doesn't even know. He bought houses. He won't go there. He had a big bag in his house where they drop boxes. When we visited him in UK, he would be going on the street. Said, that one is my house. That one is my house. That one is my house. Then I called my mom. I said, Mommy, the prosperity of my brother is worrying me. Yeah. I said, disturbed, because this prosperity doesn't have God in it. The prosperity of fools will destroy them. Then one day my brother called me. He had a dream. My people, you know, my brother ordered BMW from Germany. He walked into that car company in UK. They thought he can't pay. He paid cash, my people. God blessed him like that. And but that was this. You know, I wish, you know, I was, you know, I called my mom. I said, Mommy, we have to pray. Then one day, he had a dream. He was driving his BMW, all kind of options in that car. This was back, I can't even remember what year, about 2000 something. He drove into sea. You won't see, water will not test you. Because I'm the first person he will call. He drove into sea. The road became sea. And it was going down. Going down. Then he started like that, like that, like that. He did that, wake up on his bed with his leg on the he was sweating bad. Then he gave me a call. But things have changed now. He lost everything. Lighthouse. I'm sharing this with you because the only way you can be safe is with God. Have you left? My people, Satan is not, he doesn't like anybody. And that's where I'm taking this sense of safety from. Of course, I want us, you know, be big. Be big, very big, but be big in God. Hallelujah. Thank God. God is helping him now. Recovered to the grave. Let's give God a hand. Seek ye first. So thank you, UDL. God bless you. And God bless all of us too. You know, just keep following the Lord. Amen. I bring you a word from the Lord. We have a very short time. The elements of righteousness. The elements of righteousness. Because many of us don't know that we need to learn righteousness. We need to learn it. Because if we don't know it, you'll be doing what is right. We did that during the vigil. Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. Jesus was speaking about people of our type, kingdom people. He said, he told John the Baptist, because ahead of this time, there was nothing about the kingdom of God. When John was introduced, he introduced as one who came to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of God. He said, repent. He said, this is the voice of him crying in the wilderness. The kingdom of God is at hand. Did you catch that? There is a coming of that kingdom that is near. He talked about the approaching of the kingdom of God. And in Matthew chapter 5, when Jesus Christ came, Bible says he began to teach about the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 13, look at verse 44. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Jesus will begin to tell them about the kingdom of God is like this. Did you see that? If you try some time to read the whole of Matthew chapter 14, or chapter 13, what dominated is the descriptive, you know, narrative of the kingdom of God. Again. Look at verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like this. So he came to proclaim the kingdom of God. In the earlier part of it, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like this, as if somebody, a farmer, went to sow and he began to distribute the seed. You remember the parable of the sower that we know very well. And some fell. He was describing the narration. Elements of the kingdom of God. Now, when we come into that kingdom, it's important that we know how the kingdom works. Matthew chapter, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. He said, wherefore, having received a kingdom that cannot be moved, we receive a kingdom that cannot be manipulated. Are you here? You cannot alter it. They are not looking for improvement in God's kingdom. They are not looking for people who will help them edit or like correct things. When you come to this kingdom, The kingdom is fixed. Hallelujah. It's fixed. Your coming to it aligns you, or you are not in it. Are you here? Did you see that scripture? It says, wherefore we, obtaining a kingdom which cannot be manipulated. There is no game. There is no civilization. There is no new thing. Are you here? They are not going to bring anything to the kingdom to improve what God, how God constituted it. There is no civilization. There is no new age. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, when you come into it, you discover the folly of how you have done things before. We see that in Isaiah chapter 2. He said, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house, the government, the constitution of the administration of God's kingdom will be elevated above all mountains and above all hills. Mountain represents, modalities, how governments are run. Hills represent systems. Can we go to Isaiah chapter 2, my sister? Let's see from verse 2. Because when we don't learn the righteousness of the kingdom, we are not operating it. We are outside it. You know, it's like somebody have a toy car. You can't, it's not going to take you anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, like our children, when we had toy car, when we were young. Now, that's how somebody will be outside of the operations of the kingdom, thinking is operating the kingdom. Look at what he said. He said, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of everything with dominion at the instance of God's. If you operate it well, my people, if you operate it well, they will submit their system to you. They say, this is different. That's how they saw Jesus. Bible says, he spoke as one that has authority, not like the scribes and the Pharisee. You see, he took the shine of the Pharisee away because they discovered that these people, they were messing us up. Jesus described him as whitewashed sepulcher. But when they listened to Jesus, they said, what manner of wisdom is given to this man? He has done how many things well? He rubbish out the way, all the shine and confusion they have given to people, thinking they convinced them. The manifestation of the light in Christ shadowed every other thing. And Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 15, these people came to make him king by force. Why? He was just administrating the kingdom of God. John chapter 6, verse 15. John. See what happened here. When Jesus perceived, they look at him, they said, this is the person we want to rule over us. These are the kind of people we are looking for. Things have not been done this way before. But what was he only doing? He was only just administrating the kingdom. Wherefore, when Jesus perceived them, they will come and take him by force. Say, rule over us, say. But what did he do, though? He was just living out the modalities of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 3, verse 15 now. Now, Jesus was telling John the Baptist, he said, look, we read out of the script of the kingdom to establish it. Are you here, Lighthouse? You read out of the script of the kingdom to establish it. Now, when he came to be baptized, John the Baptist said, no, it's you that should baptize me. You know, elevating is the rationality of his own righteousness above the required righteousness of God. Are you here, my people? Because there's a certain way that you think something is not right to be done that way. And when you establish that process, you esteem God not right in his judgment. You know the spirit of the Antichrist? The spirit of the Antichrist is to judge God wrong. Are you here, my people? That's the spirit that drives this Steve and Eve thing. Or is it what they call? Is it Steve and Steve or something? You know, the driver is to say God was incorrect. Are you here or you left? Now, it's not only in that respect, but in every other respect. Satan wants to judge God wrong. Say, don't join them. Because God will be found true. Now, Jesus said here, he says, suffer it to be done now, for it becometh. NIV says, it is proper. Are you here, my people? It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill how many? At the video I shared with you, I said, the notion of all righteousness is not to excel in one and sideline the other. I said, I tried. Are you here? Somebody called me one day. You know, maybe you should become pastor in time. You won't watch Nigeria. You know the comedy of foolishness is wrong, is bad, because people will be telling you what is totally foolish, but they will think they are right. You know what happened? This lady called me. No, it's a man this time. He said, what I take from my wife, even Gio cannot take it. Oh my God. Oh. I said, you see, that's how Satan, you know, elevate people's hearts to think they've done all righteousness, not knowing that they failed. And I said, I hurt him there. I said, who told you Gio cannot take it? You know how many things, you know Gio enough to know what he takes and what he doesn't take. Because by there's no time you will offer God an offering that will judge God, that will allow God to permit you to continue in error. I said, don't say that again. It's Satan that is arrogating that understanding in you to make you think you've done all righteousness, not knowing that you didn't start. Have you left, my people? Because this is why we live a life that is elusive of peace. Because Bible says, when the children of Israel did not know the righteousness of God, they went to establish their own righteousness. But you can't find it like that. Paul said, it behooves, Jesus said, do it now. Do it as God said we should do it. It is proper. Lighthouse, don't say I've done a lot. You have to do all. Are you here? And I said, look, you remember this was Jesus at 30. He was to transition into ministry. He had done all things well up to that time. Only one more righteousness for him to accomplish, that heavens will open unto him. And the person who should usher him to it came to deter him. If you look at verse 14 of this scripture in NIV, he said, but John tried to do what? To prevent him from accomplishing one more righteousness that will open the heavens. You remember the story of that young ruler who went to Jesus, and Jesus said, he said, oh, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, oh, you know what the law says. He said, I've been keeping the law from my youth. Oh, I envy that boy, because not many youth live a life like that. You know what I'm saying? In fact, you think, I've seen them too. In fact, one told me, Pastor, I'm young. I want to enjoy my life. You didn't know you are wasting it. You don't know the erosion that is just washing this glorious life away until there is nothing else you have again. Then you will say, I finished. Then you bring an empty case to God to deal with. Say, not me. You don't know prevention is better than cure. Lighthouse. And this is how we erode life's fortune until nothing is remaining again. Then we give that to God to deal with. But thank God he does deal with it. Give him a hand clap. The element of righteousness. The first one of it is the fixed part of it. The permanency element of righteousness. The other side is the variability of it. I will deal with that next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lighthouse, can I tell you a big secret? You know, I don't keep secret, right? But the secret I share has value. I told you, you know, You know, I hope you don't feel like, you know, I'm telling this pastor my secret because he doesn't keep secret. Praise God. You know, devil is a bad man, I'm telling you. He can, you know, you don't know what happened. He robbed people's mind. Did you see what he did to Eve? 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3. Paul said, but I fear. As Satan beguiled Eve through his subtlety. Did you see that? Devil is a bad man. He can wrap your brain so anybody's brain so bad. What you should embrace, he will tell you, is the cause of your problem. KJV, my sister. Look at it. He said, but I fear. A serpent deceived. That lady confessed it. He said, the serpent deceived me. And I ate. He said, as the serpent beguiled Eve. That's the word to make somebody believe what is false. True is subtlety. The subtlety of Satan, my people. There's nobody like him. Anybody who is subtle, you know, derive it from Satan, I'm telling you. He's the babagon. Clever! But don't you know what the Bible says about him? The Bible says he disguises as the angel of light. He said, true is subtlety. So your mind should be corrupted. I define the word corrupt to you. To alter something from original version. To alter it. You know how many people, you know, you say, anyway, I don't want to go there. Let me go straight. The distance between, because time is gone already. So if I'm branching, we'll get there long. Lighters are awake. Do what? He said, so your mind should be corrupted through the simplicity. From the simplicity, it will make what is, what straight line like this, it will manipulate it. You will turn God to your enemy because that's what he did to Eve. He said, you see that God? He doesn't want you to become like him. He said, God knows that the day you eat this fruit, you will become. So you begin to say, he doesn't wish me well. Oh. You know how many husband and wife, oh my God, I can't phantom it. How you were dancing on your wedding marriage and now a lady called me some time ago. He said, Pastor, if my husband come to the room in the night, I will open one. Devil is a bad man. He said, Daddy, he said, Pastor, I feel so unsafe with my husband. The bad decision is so bad and bad, 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 bad. He said, if he comes in the night, I will, because he can, he was made to think our husband will come and strangulate her. But God cleared it. Say, God cleared it. Give God a hand clap. Hallelujah. If you see them today now, you never think they thought like that of one another. But devil is a bad man. My people, then we say, who? Don't toy with them. I have to close. You see, the fixed element of righteousness, where it began, is your hunger for it. If you don't hunger for righteousness, you cannot experience it. Stand up on your feet. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Is the fixed? You see, that you are hungry doesn't mean you've eaten. How many people agree with that? Yeah. But you see, to not have appetite is a concern. Have you left? Yeah. To not have appetite could be concerned. Matthew chapter 5. So you see, my people, you really want to like live a righteous life, you must have appetite. It's not like you have ate it all. It's not like you are doing it all. Because it's the fixed element of righteousness. Are you here? But when you tell yourself, nobody can tell me I'm going to live my life like that person. Oh, he has no appetite. Then either they deworm it because some worm have eaten up the intestine. My people, it's a pathway of death. Oh. Because of course, if you lack appetite, you won't eat. And if symptoms persist, you will die. Lighthouse. You need to hunger. You must desire it. Bible says it's a blessing to hunger and to thirst after righteousness. Matthew chapter 45 verse 7. Bible says Jesus loved it. He didn't say he was doing it too. Bible says he loved righteousness and he hates wickedness. That's appetite for you. You know how you say, you know, my best drink? I love Sprite, no ice. Hallelujah. You know how many? We've almost become a nation. If you take our population now, we are almost like a township. My people, the fixed element of righteousness, how you can be a righteous person. You see, it will grieve you if you do what is wrong. That's a test that you love to do right. Have you left? It will disturb you. Many times, you know, people, you may not, how many people remember one time we went to camp and we came back and I kneeled down for some little boys in church? How many people were there in that service? Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. It's a hunger for righteousness. I mean, look, I'm dealing with my own. You know what I'm saying? So don't come and say, oh, so you are the only righteous man among God. Well, I don't know what to tell you. All I tell you is that when you do what is wrong and you hunger for righteousness, you won't leave it unturned. Daddy, I come, two little boys. God said to me, you want me to help you? When you get to church, apologize to those little boys. We called them, one of them, David. I said, David, do you forgive me? He said, no. Psalm 45 verse 7. I'm sharing this with you so that, because it's the starting point. See, you must desire it. You must love it. It must interest you. It must concern you. It's Jesus' love for righteousness that made him say, no, don't let us do it like that. Because if you look at the approach of John, it actually like elevated Jesus. It kind of honored him, except that it will fall him. Nothing will fall you in Jesus' name. Let's turn our hearts to God and say, Lord, give me hunger for righteousness. I remember when we were young, my mom would give us some elixir. They call it the warmer or something like that, because we're not eating, you know, and that's very concerning. And then anything that is disturbing our appetite, it will wash it off. I want us to pray today. Lord, give me hunger for righteousness. It's a blessing. He didn't say to do it. Oh, I mean, we are coming to that, because you have to do it. Don't say, after all, I desire it. It's just like, no. It's a blessing to hunger and to thirst for righteousness. When we gain that, we align ourselves with the potentiality of God opening the heavens over us. Father, Lord, we thank you. 2024, He will teach you, He will guide you. Is the person that has appetite, they will give more food, oh, my people. They will give you more food. Bible says, God receives the proud, but He giveth grace. I want us to say, God, I want to do what is right in your sight. Help me, the one me of doing things the way I see it. You know, some people will even say, you think I'm a fool? And they are playing the fool. Can you imagine, Satan? In your bid to say you are wise, you become unwise. Say, not me. Hallelujah. But sometimes they will count you for a fool. They didn't know that you are the wisest. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We do all of this that we may inherit glory that will not fade away. Father, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In want of time, let's turn our heart to God. He will help you, my people. He will help you. Like a caring parent who understood the lack of appetite in his child, He will deworm us today. He will free us from things that hold us down, things that look confusing, or things that are right in our senses, whereas they are wrong. Righteousness that is of man, not of faith. He will clean us of it. Daddy, we thank you. Your goal is for us to inherit the kingdom. You said, fear not, little children. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Daddy, anything delaying or, you know, just making it rough, that we cannot inherit that which is set us about, terminate it today. Terminate it today. In your desire to take glory over our life, free us of every bad story. In the name of Jesus, empty us, O God, of things that corrupt and eat up everything that should have given us right to freedom for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. From tomorrow, Let us wear a countenance born by your Spirit. Thank you, precious Father. Let heavens open to us, O God. And let us live and not die in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me. Bible says the wicked shall see it and be grieved. Anytime anyone is doing the will of God, it grieves Satan. I'm telling you, it disturbs him. But let's commit, please commit me also to God. I haven't preached to others. I myself will not be a castaway. He's seeking to do that. But thank God who causes us to triumph at all times. Father, Lord, we thank you. Preserve us for your appearance, O God. That both the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. In Jesus' precious name we pray. How many people have been in church today? Glory be to God. That's what happens to us when you check into service. You know, they change the oil, they check your fire tire gauge, they check all these things, and your dashboard is all green. Hallelujah. So we shall find it in Jesus' name. And so the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord.